Despite hours of preparation and meticulous research, four simple words uttered in an interview could derail the conversation before it's even begun. Tell me about yourself. You're assured to hear this question in nearly every interview, and while it's meant as an introductory icebreaker, starting off this question strongly can leave employers with a great first impression. It can also catch people off guard. When I come in for an interview, that's the hardest question for me, said Jonathan Duncan, team leader at Agilic Berry. Because I don't necessarily like talking about myself, but you do have to sell yourself. Even at that point, it's a 30-second selling piece. The "tell me about yourself" question isn't designed as a stumbling block for job seekers, but they often trip over this question because they're unsure how to answer it. This will usually lead off an interview and help employers and decision makers get to know you further. Sometimes the people in that room may not have read your resume or only skimmed your qualifications. I would typically keep it as career-focused as possible, Duncan said. No more than 20 to 30 seconds, that's very career-based. You don't want to say, I've got two dogs, one rabbit and a hamster. You've got to keep it job-specific, and your interests don't count at that point. Despite its casual connotation, employers are looking for you to explain a brief snapshot of your job experience and qualifications. Sticking to your skills, experience and education is a safe play, while staying away from mentioning things like hobbies or interests. Selling yourself clearly and concisely is paramount in an interview, and first impressions go a long way. Things like maintaining eye contact, your posture and your attire are things to be cognizant of. If there are multiple people in a panel interview, looking at all the people in the room also makes a positive impact. Whether they answer the next 10 questions perfectly or not, first impressions count for me, Duncan said. Whether the handshake is a firm handshake, whether there's eye contact, even looking at how they're dressed for the interview. While the "tell me about yourself" question is fairly open-ended, traditionally the questions following the introduction will be behavioral situational questions. Examples include, tell me about a time you've provided exceptional service, or tell me about a time you dealt with an angry customer. Employers will key in on those real-world examples in your interview, and those scenarios should go a long way towards putting your name at the top of their short list. I would always get some scenarios in my head and think of clients I've worked with in the past, someone I've gone above and beyond for, Duncan said. I usually try to have 4 or 5 situations or people in my head that I've supported. Having those situations prepared, so at least I'm ready for it. Agilic Berry is hiring. Agilic is currently looking for an employment coach to join their team in Berry. Employment coaches work with candidates, community partners and trainers to find successful employment. To apply, visit agilic.ca/careers.